It is August the 20th, 2020, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, from the United States of America on God's good, great planet Earth. Welcome to the webcast. Thank you for joining me today. I have an awful lot to talk to you about, to share with you. To whom shall we turn? I got a call from a friend of mine who asked me if I was keeping or paying close attention to the DNC, the Democratic National Convention. And I missed the first night, but I listened to Michelle Obama's speech, and I listened to her husband last night. I listened to Kamala Harris last night, and I watched the shenanigans, and so I think it's time for me to respond in a way that you will know exactly where I am. A friend of mine called me and asked me what I thought about it, and I told him that I was going to vote for the Democratic ticket, and this friend was rather surprised to hear me say that, and I told this friend that I believe that that was the lesser of the two evils, if I can put it that way. Let me adjust my mic a little bit here. I'll adjust it up. I got a little swag in it that I don't want. Okay. And so I was talking about the lesser of the two evils to my friend. And, you know, between the parties, the Democrat and the Republican Party, because of the leadership. I also communicated that I had no personal belief to follow Joe Biden. And there's nothing about Joe Biden that I see that I wanted to be associated with. And I was thinking, and I said, but you know what? I've got to address why I was thinking about the Democratic ticket. Now, I'm not talking about voting for the other things because I don't vote. But I think this is a very crucial time in our country to vote for common sense. And when I look out on the horizons politically and take a deep, close look at what is taking place in my society, I have no choice but to vote for common decency. On this 20th day of August, I've never believed in politics, and the thing that really brought me home to this is when I watched, a day after she gave her speech, the President Barack Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, spoke to the nation, and of all of the persons speaking on the DNC platform, her speech made the most sense to me. And I thought that I'd take the time and let you know, to whom shall I turn? First of all, I turn to God. Second of all, I turn to family and national traditions that the people that raised me, the people that groomed me, that the people that decided to give me life, planted certain ideas in my mind, the way democracy appeared. Democracy is not a plaything. Democracy is, well, when I think of my country, America, I don't think of it as open borders, but I do see it as an opportunity for all that are on the downside to move up to the upside. And a lot of people have chosen not only America to come and live in, but other democratic countries to live in around the world to make their lives far better than they are today. And so I, as one person, I am responsible to me. To whom shall I trust? I'm not going to trust in Biden or Kamala, but I cannot also trust in a person like Donald Trump, who is obviously not concerned about anyone but his own company and his own way of advancing himself. And when you have a person that is just involved in the advancement of his own personal agenda, we're confronted with a problem here, because the leader of a nation is supposed to be for all of the people, whether all of the people have money or they don't have money. I looked at the news today and I saw people driving up and people giving them good fresh garden supplies of food. There are people that cannot pay their rent. There are people that cannot put fresh food on the table. In a country like America, we are in terrible straits if we can't do that. And so we have to do something about that. And we have to look at people that we're going to put in office that's going to keep all of us safe. Now, I was speaking with a friend of mine, and he was sharing with me how the Democrats, with their socialistic background, is going to destroy what is left of America by taking away job opportunities and things like that. And I understand how deeply important that is. We've got to have good jobs. We've got to support ourselves. And in the support of ourselves, what we must do above all things is to be fair to all people, involved. So I'm not voting for anything Republican because I've never been a Republican. I've always been a liberal, but I'm not a diehard liberal. Now, let me tell you what I didn't like about last night's DNC. What I did not like about that DNC last night was at the end of it, the sister singing, "A Change Is Gonna Come." I thought that, there was too much, and I'm a black man, don't get me wrong, but I thought that there was too much emphasis upon black people. We have more than black people in this country. We have poor white people. We have white people that are being put out of their apartments, that are being put out of their homes. It's not just a black thing. And I think that when we look at the RNC conviction, you may see an overabundance of too much of a white thing and not enough minority thing. So already, the country is already divided or split up by these kinds of recognizable deficiencies. That's what I call them. America is supposed to be a country of all the peoples. And I think that if we listen to what our sister Michelle said to us, Michelle was talking to me because I wasn't going to vote at all. I haven't voted since 1974. I think it was then that I was taking politics in college, learning about political things and laws and the way the legislature and all that. And it just totally disgusted me. And it proved my point, because you got this guy that was on Trump's staff that was accused of starting a FundMe account to build the wall to keep the so-called aliens out of the country. He had accumulated millions and millions of dollars in this account. And it shows where he had put $1 million in his own bank. And so, you see, we see that kind of buffoonery taking place, and we can't put up with stuff like that. That is what is destroying our country instead of healing it. And he needs to go to jail. And when I think about him, I forget his name. I don't even want to know his name. But I think about young black men, Hispanic, black, and even white in jail for having a half a pound of marijuana, which you can grow in your backyard, basically. And I see all this, you know what I call it? I call it an injustice. It is a way of not doing justice the way that it ought to be done. And so if we are living on that scale and living on that basis, we have to make sure that everything is appropriate for everyone involved. America has to do that. When you look at Kamala Harris, when you look at her as a top cop in California and things like that, look at her record of prosecuting, who she prosecuted. She prosecuted a lot of minority people. A lot of minority people could have been let off the hook, and especially because of the marijuana laws. And look who's making money off of marijuana today. My white contemporaries,
They're making monies. They have best stuff in the clinics. You go into the hood and try to buy a little kush, you better be careful who's growing it and who's selling it. And if you know anything about this, it is good for medicinal purposes. That's why I use it. A lot of people don't like me because as a retired pastor, you shouldn't tell them that you do that. Why not? This is, see, America is a free country. Yeah, but not that free. I want you to be this kind of person to me. No, I'm not going to be that to you. You do what you can do to keep yourself safe from harm's way. So as we enter into this November election with the questions about the post office, with the questions about whether we should send our children back to school, with the question about racial relations between persons, I think that each of us need to take a long, hard look at ourselves and how we are helping people in American society do better. Thus far, I didn't hear Kamala Harris address the immigration problem. Trump puts a lot of funds in ICE, and probably when the Democrats get in, they're going to cut these funds in ICE, and our borders will be wide open again. Now, that's a serious problem because we have to address these situations. No other countries in the world will open their borders carte blanche and just let anybody pile in and come in. No other country, whether you like it or not. And I don't believe that America is supposed to do that. But I believe at the same time, when people are coming in the country and they have children, that you should not separate the children from the parents, even to the degree of sending them back and splitting up these families and destroying these family lives. How do we resolve the conflict? There's an intelligent way to do it. And if you can put a damn man on the damn moon and do things like that, send a rocket ship up and land it back on the launching pad, I'm quite sure that thinking through this mess in a think tank, you can figure it out. But the question is, in this webcast, whom shall I serve? I shall serve the goodness of God, always. And I can't, in my mind, see myself voting for the Republican platform to keep Donald Trump in another 4 years when I see the disaster that the man is causing to this country, even though he's bringing about some good jobs, even though he's helping a lot of people get back on their feet to balance a budget in ways like that. And I may have to part company with people that I know and love for years because some are saying if the socialists get in there, they're going to gut. Listen, this country is gutted already until this government and this country starts doing things in a just way. In a just way. And that takes guts to do that. That means starting with the people that are here. It means taking a long historical look at the background or the history of the Americas and how we got to the particular place that we find ourselves in today and how we're going to move ahead. So that's where I am. I don't have to talk all morning about this. Just something. That's where my mind is on this 20th day of August in 2020. And should our children go back to school? Well, I don't have any children that's in school. I have grandchildren that are in college, and I think that they each own a computer, and their mama put the internet in the house. Do all your classes online and abide by the laws of the land, because you see what's happening when you open up the college campuses for students showing up. They're all partying, hanging out with each other, drinking like there is no virus. Right now, you know, I always have people come by my house and visit. I have two men visiting in my house. They're in the front porch of the house, and I have a worker working on the house, because I needed some work done on the house. But having said all that and having done all that, I know exactly what is taking place in my environment, and I'm obeying the laws the best that I possibly can. And I hope that you're obeying the law also out there and not letting the situation drive you into a pit of despair. So continue to, and like I said, I got my mask and I have all the safety precautions, and I want you to do the same thing as you move forward. If you see yourself going a little batty, contact one of your friends. I just contacted my brother today. If something's wrong with his phone, he needs to get that together. We have to tighten up the things that keep us healthy. Now remember what PJ has told you, and know this, that in your life, tribulation is going to come. Difficult times are going to come. You just have to make the right decisions at the right time in order to make things turn out in a way that you can be proud of. Hey, thank you for coming to my website. I'll try to talk with you every day. I'm doing fine. I am taking care of myself the way an old man should. And I want you to take care of yourself too. God bless you. Stay into the Word of God. Read God's Word. To whom shall you trust? You trust in God. Don't put your trust in who the president gonna be, whether it's Democrat or Republican. Don't put your trust in Kamala. Kamala gave a weak speech last night. If you're running for the VP, you got to be a little bit more dynamic than that. It was a weak speech. Michelle gave the better speech as a woman of color. And goodness only knows, I wish it were possible to put Barack back in there, at least help some of these people out that need a good hospitalization plan. People are dying. Poor people are dying. Working class are dying. We have to work on that. That is what we should do. Work on, I can't stop talking about it. We need to work on something to safeguard the lives of the citizens of this fine country, starting with the indigenous Indian people first. I mean, we need to allocate some monies for their tribal lands. Their disposition is in dire states. I'm looking at a lot of people's positions in major cities like I live in Los Angeles. It is not easy. Los Angeles is going through difficult times right now. I know what I'm talking about. A lot of people at home, a lot of children at home. What do we do about our children? The educational system in this country, you know what? Every city, every state, every county is under different rules, and they're raising their children and sending them back to school or either not back to school under that state's rules. Why can't we come together and nip this thing in the bud and move on from there? And don't worry about the noise that you hear. I got people working on my plumbing. We have to, and see, and therefore, you know, there again, what if I had a plumbing problem and I had no way to fix it? I'd be put out of my house. I thank God for America. We have laws and things like that that can protect us from those difficult things. But we have to be in a way to place ourselves not in harm's way, to think about these things intelligently. All right? And so, look, let's stop all this fighting between us. All this because you're not, look, in political parties, you're never going to agree with everything, ever. I like the way it was in the country that I grew up in when I was a kid. That's gone. My dad would give us a quarter. We'd go to the movies. I'd have popcorn, a soda, and pay for the ticket and an all-day sucker for 25 cents. Two movies, a cartoon, the newsreels. We could sit in the balcony at the Manchester Theater on Manchester and Broadway or on the main floor. Those days are gone. We can't sustain a theater like that for 25 cents a patron. Now you got to have cable. I watch the DMC through my computer hooked up to a big screen because I don't have regular cable where I had these channels coming in my house. No, I don't. I can't afford that. I can't watch sports. And why should I watch that now? There's going to be no football, no basketball, no sports, no gathering. We've got to get a handle on things. And until we get a handle on things, we will not be able to live a life that brings peace to our hearts. Get used to this. And to my young friends that has been marching out there, Black Lives Matter, I know that. Every black person that knows what the struggle is, knows what it is. My Hispanic friends, they're struggling too. The gatekeepers of our city doing all the real work, doing all the real work. And I really appreciate them for that. Every time I go to a car dealership to get my car fixed, it's Hispanics running the auto department. It's Hispanics working on those tires and things like that. We have to stop this fighting. We have to stop this mentality where we're tearing each other down, and we have to start building each other up. Now, it doesn't take a political party to do that. It takes the heart of an individual. To whom shall I trust? I'll trust the God that gives me that kind of stamina within me to know that I can make my community better. What if someone on my block was really going through hard times and I got the word that they needed food? I'd get some canned goods together with all my neighbors, and we'd go by there and we'd take care of my neighbors with food. That's what American neighbors do for each other. You know, somebody say, ooh, they're going through bad times. Well, that's their problem. I'm glad I don't have to go through that. No. Learn how to minister to your neighbors, to the people around you. Listen, when I was pastoring the church, I used to talk about how to love other people. And if you don't know how to love other people and you don't know how to exercise yourself in love, you are not going to survive not only this pandemic, but this season that we're living through. Okay, let's keep it real. The fires are burning out of control in the Northern California area again, in the Napa Valley. Hundreds, literally thousands of people's lives are in jeopardy. You can't say, well, it's not me. I don't live up there. You should feel a sense of sympathy for people who has worked hard in their lives to make something work, only to see that work destroyed, even by national disasters. Can you love them enough to pray for them, to get on your internet, to see what it is that you can do? And listen, for those of you that are older people, I'm 76 years old, and I'm going to stop talking about these young people. I'm going to stop talking about them. They are computer whizzes, geniuses. They know how to work this system. My system would not be up and working if I depended upon me to get it in that way. I had to learn and start from a grassroots situation to get my work done. And I'm thankful to God for what he's done in my life to show me how to work this system and how to work it all for the praise of God's glory. Now, why would I use this system like that man on Trump's staff to try to get a help me program, get somebody to help me, and I'm going to try to steal from them and take money? I'm telling you that the God that I worship and serve believes in equitable justice. You cannot walk down the street and say, no justice, no peace, and then burst out somebody's glass windows in their store and call that a casualty of war. You can't do that. See, I'm the kind of American citizen that believes in this. If you walk down the street and you burst out the person's glass in their store or destroyed their business, I don't care if it's a minority-owned business or a white-owned business, you need to pay that to the piper. And I'm here to tell you that regardless of what party wins this election, if you think, see, I told you I should have stopped this webcast 10 minutes ago. If you think that any government that is worth its weight in guns, bullets, and authority and power is going to let a so-called free citizenry go around and jeopardize the living of other people in this country, you're quite out of your mind. And I'm afraid that policing in this country is going to be done far different than it was done before. They're going to have on uniforms, but they will not have emblems on it because you won't know where these people come from. But these people would be paid recompense to put a bump upside your forehead if our young people keeps destroying private property. That should not be allowed to take place. I believe if I believe in America, freedom and justice for all, no justice, no peace. And I saw the people that were scribbling on these walls and starting these fires and burning up the... These were white people. Now, I know that there are certain black people out there doing that too, but that is called anarchy. And no country will survive on its own merit if it allows anarchy to save the day. Now, let me discuss this. Some of you are talking about the military. How do I feel? I was drafted in 1965. Even though I went to Korea, my brother was sent to Vietnam and is suffering the effects of Agent Orange in Vietnam now because he answered the call that his country gave. So I'm not going to spit on the flag or shit on the flag. You're out of your mind. I'm not going to do that. And this is what I say. There are people that have given their lives to come to this country to experience justice and working hard and so that they can make a living for their children, bring their grandparents over here, give them a roof over their head, a nice, comfortable life to live. And that's what our military is all about. Our military is not going to side with anarchy. But at the same time, they are not going to go in our communities and start shooting down the very people that they grew up around. No, our military is not going to do that. They are incapable of doing that. That would be asinine to think that. So I back the military. I back the Pledge of Allegiance. You go to any country in the world, and they all have a national anthem. If you don't like what the national anthem stands for, you're free enough to say that. But I wonder how our stadium here in L.A. is going to look when the virus has been dominated and we go back to the stadium in Los Angeles to see the Los Angeles Chargers and the Los Angeles Rams play other teams. What song is going to be played as we unite ourselves under a banner of freedom and justice? That's an individual thing that each of us have to do. And since I'm learning how to live in this new America, I'm suggesting that we learn how to live under those circumstances. All right, it's 28 minutes and 8 seconds into this. I've already spoken, and I don't want to speak an hour. I don't want to bore you with all of my... But I'm thinking about the country that I'm living in. I'm thinking about the world that I'm living in. Educate your kids at home. Help them with their reading, with their math, with their science. Parents, be parents, for God's sake. If the parent got to work when you get home at night, turn that television off. Turn that cable off. Spend some time with your children. Read to them. Explain to them why it's important for them. And listen to this one. If you don't have children and you're not ready to have children, don't have children. But for God's sake, stop aborting these children. One of the reasons why we are outclassed and outvoted is that I think that African-American and some minority peoples abort too many of their own children. You've got to look at this as genocide against your own population. Stop doing that. Raise your children, raise them in decency, and have the decency enough to teach your children how to live. Well, this is August the 20th, the year 2020. I'm in Los Angeles, California. It's a little bit cooler than it was for the past couple of days. I hope that this heat kind of chills out because I even sound different, don't I? Hey, I love you guys, and I really appreciate you coming to my website. You hang in there. Lord willing, I'll be talking to you real soon. Stay cool, drink water, stay hydrated, and love your fellow man. God bless.